Welcome to KCBW's Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
89 years ago, the signing of the armistice with Germany that effectively ended World War I became the spark that ignited a series of all-out, raucous celebrations across Utah. It's not hard to imagine why Utahns met the news of the war's end with more than a touch of loud revelry. The United States had only been involved in the war for a little more than a year and a half. But in that time, more than 100,000 American soldiers had been killed or died of disease. More than 600 of those fallen soldiers had come from Utah. On the home front, Utahns also sacrificed by going without meat on certain days, using meat and sugar substitutes, donating to the Red Cross, and buying war bonds. When the war ended, people were understandably ecstatic. In Sevier County, people poured into the streets, bells rang nonstop, cannons roared, and flags began appearing outside homes and around public places. The citizens of Richfield arranged for an ad hoc parade, complete with a giant effigy of Kaiser Wilhelm, the German leader, chained to the bed of a truck. According to the local newspaper, a nighttime raid on a stockpile of dynamite in Salina provided a group of merrymakers with enough ammunition to make people wonder if they were hearing an Allied bombardment of a German front line. Festivities in Price and Manti were more subdued, but no less genuine. Another effigy of the Kaiser was hung up in Manti and burned, and the entire town turned out for a community barbecue, while the mayor of Price declared an official holiday, and citizens hauled giant logs down from the surrounding mountains to build a bonfire that eventually warmed more than 2,000 revelers. The war was over, and celebrations like these seemed to function like a collective sigh of relief. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other Beehive Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCBW's Beehive Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcbw.org.